medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Before we go live, I want to hear your analysis. We've got lots of time to talk, so... And attention all shoppers, John, I want you to do, I did a little rant at the end there, I want you to do your rant now and explain the frustration we have trying to get the truth through to Trump. You managed to have a lot more responsive president with President John F. Kennedy, and right now we're in a bad situation where Trump is neither perceiving how serious this is or understanding the immediacy of the problem.
Well, in all probability, we're hardly getting to Trump at all, but you have to keep in mind that they are doing everything they possibly can. By they, I mean his advisors, his White House staff, to prevent and filter and vet everything that reaches the president, because right. they... have certain vested interests which are not in the interest of the American people or the United States.
Right.
They're loyal to foreign entities, and that's what the Council on Foreign Relations and the Roundtable are all about. But
a lot of these members that are around him belong to CFR or PNAC or some other organization that does exactly that. They have other dreams of a new world order based on Britain and America leading it, and China and Russia being vassals to this new order, don't they?
Yes, and what is so difficult for the American people to understand, they're kept completely in the dark about these various organizations that basically have controlled our government for such a long period of time. And yet the American people are the people who sacrifice the most, and yet these people with their political science degrees...
they knew that a number of treasure and blood was spent to protect the Saudis, even though they'd only allow one Christian church in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're talking about religious truth and so on to have the Saudis there. And in a sense, now we're sending in military personnel and protection to protect their oil fields, when we're now energy independent. And this is because the original arrangement set up to have the dollar backed by oil from the Middle East, primarily Saudi Arabia. But they're running out. They have about 800 billion barrels of oil. Venezuela has around 7 trillion barrels of oil. And it's higher quality in Saudi Arabia. They can just literally pump it out of the ground. But the problem I see is that we made a dark deal. And what I'm worried about is that a dark deal would be made with the Vatican, collaborating with Trump, and the state of Israel, it's a real hell, to make a deal with Saudi Arabia, because many of the agents of Israel that are Mossad also are dual agents of Saudi Arabia. A lot of people aren't aware that Saudi Arabia and Israel are literally joined at the hip. And in fact, the Saud family are crypto-Jews that went to Basra, from Basra, Iraq, to Saudi Arabia back around 1830. And they became one of the lead families of the 18 royal families of Saudi Arabia. And it's only because they made deals with the British that they became the lead family to literally be the leaders of the nation of Saudi Arabia, elected and placed there and supported by Britain. It was Britain again meddling, created the nation of Saudi Arabia. People don't realize that Britain created communist Russia and China, but they also created Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the two holy sites of Islam, Mecca and Medina, are there. And the Saud family now have the largest supply of quadrillions of dollars, which they want to pour into AI, which is why the first cybernetic person that has received personhood is in Saudi Arabia. You wouldn't think, because they don't give credit or respect to Christians or Jews, but they will to a cybernetic person called Sophia. So what I see happening is Saudi Arabia is pulling in trillions of dollars, quadrillions of dollars, to become the cybernetic capital of the world. And if you understand what's really going on behind the scenes here, there is a dark alliance between the quadrillions of dollars of the Saud family and a bank bailout and a New World Order and the World Constituent Parliament Association set up by the United Nations and the World Council of Churches. So if you don't see the broad spectrum of this, This is part of the reason why Trump is being kept ignorant. For example, Presidential Directive 51, passed by George Bush just before he left office, shielded parts of government for Barack Obama and Trump, and so I'm sure they're not fully aware of activities of SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA that manages the drug and organ and human trade, and also manages the State of Israel and Saudi Arabia that are managed by SAD. Even the rise of Europe was not a European central problem. It was a situation that was an agreement to set up to restore Europe after the Second World War and was forced on them, including the later amalgamation of Eastern and Western Germany, was by these globalist organizations. People don't know that the deals with the banks, including the Bundesbank in Germany, had to be agreed at a global level before Germany could proceed. And people are not aware of this, are they?
No. Just like they're not aware of the British influence in Iran through British Petroleum.
Well, yeah, we mentioned that on the break before the show started. What happened is that the initial elected leader of Iran, what was his name? You know, I mentioned it earlier when I talked to you.
You're talking about Premier Mossadegh?
Yeah, Mossadegh. What happened is he was replaced because he asked British Petroleum to advance the plastics industry and petrochemical industry in Iran. And because the people in Iran are very smart. They're Caucasians, they're very smart. They trade universities back and forth with the West. In fact, until the 70s, when they turned it into a trade tourist site by bringing in the Ayatollah, what happened is after they replaced him with the Shah, the Shah did the same thing, even though he had the Svat that was actually killing people that would cross his path. He did try to push British Petroleum again to try to get a plastics plant, and the British contacted SAD and the British security services, and they actually pulled him out and said, look, you can go nicely or we'll kill you. So he went nicely, and guess what? We actually even reproduced the audio tapes for the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was at the time living for decades in Paris. We actually brought the Ayatollah and the mullahs into Iran. We actually created the religious hierarchy and the autocracy of Iran was created by the West. Just like, for example, Wahhabism was not created as a religion in Saudi Arabia. It was created by high-level Masons in London, England in the 1920s and exported to Saudi Arabia. People don't know this, do they?
No. The West has been very devious and pushing for, of course,
They're very reptilian. That's why they say refer to the Queen as the... Even though she's not very big, she's the chief reptile of the West. How's that? You know, the Queen owns every spot of land under every former British colony country. Out of 57 countries on Earth, she owns every underland mineral and water resource on the planet. The Queen does. Did you know that?
Yes.
My. She's not a quadrillionaire. She's a, oh my gosh, a millionaire. How's that?
Yes.
She literally takes possession of the earth, even though God, when he died on the cross, actually gave possession back from Satan to mankind. So she's another abomination. And what I've said before, and I like to see, to tease people and draw them forward to actually make their own conclusions, Ken Klein made it very plain that Trump is kind of stumbling toward disaster. He's stumbling toward the disaster as I had when I was 8 years of age, almost exactly 60 years ago, my vision before he sent me back from heaven, of the nuclear annihilation of America and the world, that we're stumbling toward a disaster where we will allow war to occur to destroy us, Russia, and China and other countries, bring about a nuclear ice age, and collapse the ecosphere. And people don't understand that this is all by design. It's not by chance. And we have to get through to Trump. I believe that God is giving some grace because I believe that God allowed me to be resurrected four times at least. I mean... He literally brought me back from the dead, and some of the technology I learned coming back I used to save other people. And I want people to understand this, that God, when you praise God and ask God to help you, even in your darkest days, he'll bring you back. And as I talked to one of my new doctors, Dr. Dan Harper, he mentioned that, you know, that the devil tries to take out prophets even when they're before they're born, or while they're born. So I was born DOA. I was a DOA baby. I died at 8 and a half. I died 5 years ago almost. And again in January, and God resurrected me every one of those times and made me whole again. And I'm saying, you guys have to start understanding that our nation is not whole. We're led by a man who's a narcissist, Donald Trump. He's a good man in terms of his heart, But if your heart knowledge is not in alignment with the Most High God and you get a full menu of truth, you're going to make decisions based on a whole bunch of Masonic globalists around you, whether they're PNAC or CFR or others, and you're going to make bad decisions. And many of these people are themselves avatared and controlled by transdimensional demonic entities. People don't want to believe this, but it's true. That's why my ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministry. So I really believe we're going to make it through. For example, I just got a contact with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. I want to bring them on with me and you, because I think once we get linked up in their site and they realize, I've been trying to do radiation toxicology at the World Trade Center after I was the Oklahoma City Murrah Building ex-examiner for the munitions team. I believe that God allowed me to see these things and have an expert like you, our genius, that was a whistleblower for 1961 and 1983, so we can come together and say, look, you don't have to be an idiot. You can go back and check other evidence. For example, if we give this to Donald Trump and his intel people and his military and his space command, they can see SAT photos, ground penetrating radar, torsion field imaging, all kinds of technology, hacking into people's emails in Russian, etc. And they will see tons of evidence that everything we said about La Archila Island and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, is true. And that, in fact, these are not homegrown missiles in North Korea and Iran. They're Russian that are reassembled. Yeah. And the same way as China. China is actually trying to use Belt and Road and trying to use their stealing of technology, because eventually they want to control AI, which means they want to hack into human consciousness and control our thoughts and have their social rating system brought to the West, which the tech companies like WhatsApp has been working with the communist companies for years. They're a division of Google. And people don't realize all this is happening. This is not a future thing. This is now. And they want to bring this here next October of next year, which is now just a little over a year away, a year and a couple of weeks, in a week. We will be forced to have a world ID that everybody, if you don't have it, will not even be able to travel. This is already happening right around us, and I believe that Donald Trump is stumbling toward the abomination of desolation with supporting Christian, Jewish, and Islamic dialogue, and the permission to build a temple. It doesn't have to be on the Temple Mount. It can be at the Springs of Gihon, and a treaty or an agreement to not go to war and kill each other while we set up this area and start trade and improve things on a financial level. That's where I see Trump going on this, and he's ignoring the imminent danger that if something goes wrong, we're going to get nuked. First off, EMP, the weapon of indignation, and second, the danger of a thermonuclear disaster to Norfolk, Virginia, and all our nuclear navy, our population centers, military bases, and our allies. And Russia is you guys, they say in the West, it has an itchy finger on the trigger. Your comments. Yes.
And Russia has an opportunity now to annihilate the United States. And it's very tempting for Vladimir Putin at this time.
Yeah, if he had my missile defense system operational, which is what Brilliant Pebbles was supposed to be conceived, 70,000 missiles in low Earth orbit, which, by the way, Boeing tried to look at the system, and it's no good, and they abandoned it just a month and a half ago. So you have to understand, Boeing Aerospace, the leading aerospace company in the world, when they abandon something after they've been messing with it for a couple of decades, tells you that they've been screwing around and pretending to the President, Congress, and the Senate they have something that's valuable. And that simulation last year that occurred in Hawaii with Israel firing a missile indicated we are completely incompetent. It's like, I can fight that guy in mixed martial arts, and you go in and he hits you with one punch and you go flat on the floor unconscious. That's what will happen to America, right?
Yes. And Russia has us basically in a checkmate situation, and we're not even aware of it. Unlike the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which the Russians or the former Soviets were not even operational, in this particular case, Punta Fuerte, Nicaragua, and La Orchilla Island, they're operational. They're ready.
In fact, I can tell you right now, if Russia got real twitchy, give me an example. I'm just going to give a scenario. It's not a prophecy. Don't try to take it out of context, people. Let's say next month, middle October, Rouhani comes back to the United Nations. He wants a deal with America to let out because they got 8 million people that aren't getting their pension funds because their economy is collapsing. We start to actually chaperone ships through not only the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz, but we decide that we're going to actually do a full blockade of Iranian oil and their economy collapses. Now, Iran decides they're not only going to try to do more drone wars against the Saudi Arabian oil sites, they're going to fire a missile at Israel. Israel has already been given our long-range bomber, tanker bombers, and other things. They can bomb the Bashar reactor. If that happens, Russia will respond. Does that make sense?
Yes, it definitely
does. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. John, I'd like you to respond to my scenario analysis there, which I think is, unfortunately, considering the psychology of Putin, psychology of Trump and China, and Rouhani and the Muslims, I think it's highly likely. What do you think?
Yes. However, there's one other factor that I'm very seriously concerned about, and that is I'm not so sure that Rouhani and Iran have been responsible for all of these incidents that have been occurring recently. Oh,
absolutely. In fact, I would be likely to say I'd say about a 90% chance that they were done by the Special Activity Division of the CIA because they want to drag us into a conflict with Iran.
Well, I wouldn't even rule out Russia, Dr. Deagle.
I have a feeling I'd put them lower on the list. You know why? I think Russia has enough sense, just like during the Cold War, not to start a conflict with America because they can't anticipate what other weapons or defenses we do have that we haven't talked about. They haven't penetrated all our layers of defense. So my guess is it would be very high that the SAD, our own Special Activity Division of the CIA, wants a conflict and doesn't have enough of the sense. And they're so evil, they don't care if it kills a couple hundred million Americans, do they?
You are correct.
I'd say it's a second possibility, but it's less likely, although there is a time window where I'm almost certain that by the second term of Trump, especially if we get dialogue with him, or if he understands because he's working on Space Command and his Space Force, that if he has full missile defense systems in operation, put enough money in to build a Brilliant Pebbles system or something like that, like Israel's working on, I've had contacts up in L.A., that the Russians will be completely stymied and will never be able to exert the Soviet Union or their world power again. Because once we have missile defense, Russia has the economy of Rhode Island. It will never be able to be a superpower, technically or otherwise.
Well, this is true. And this is why it is so urgent for us to contact and meet with the president now, because this is Putin's grand opportunity to basically annihilate and destroy the United States. And he knows that if he doesn't act fairly soon, his opportunity is going to fade away.
Let me give you a short list of what he could do instead of this, because you know I'm like a super analyst of this, right?
Yes.
And if you're listening, Mr. Putin, translate this into Russian. You do not need to attack America. All you need to do is encourage the people that are putting into this bond market, the repo market. They're putting in $400 billion. If someone rounds around with a hat pin and starts off a scare inside the system using social media or whatever, and there's a run on the world markets and the economy collapses, America will be forced to actually amalgamate to a world government with Russia and China. Once that happens, the Soviet Union and Russia will re-exert their power because they'll be on an equal footing, even with a much larger country, America, without the fact that they don't have our advanced weapon systems or defense systems. And same with China. China will try to continue stealing technology and advancing it because they don't innovate. They're not an innovative economy because they're afraid to go to Lodi prison camps and be tissue taped. So 90% of world patents are American, okay? And we invented the 21st century. So it's very likely the only thing you have to do is cause an economic collapse, which is what the Democrats want to do, and all the leftists. And the Green Agenda is a perfect example. I saw this little 16-year-old girl screwing up her eyes and literally cursing at adults because they're destroying her world, and how dare they? This is a very arrogant, little pinhead, teenage girl who has no scientific knowledge, and she's being used as a walking toy for Lucifer.
Yes.
Because I'm going to have Patrick Moore on the program. There are Earth changes coming, but they're not in control by the human race. For example, Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more carbon dioxide and other we call gases that could be created by we call coal and non-fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, every day than all the industry on the planet. We are going toward a pole shift. Now, pole shift happens periodically where you have precursors over 1,000 years or more of a move to the North and South Pole. We have two South Poles and two North Poles now, not one. We have a South Atlantic geomagnetic anomaly, which is a hole in the magnetosphere that protects us from incoming radiation from space. That hole, which is around 1,000 miles at the Antarctica, at the course of Antarctica, when you get out to 22,000 miles, is five times the diameter of Earth. The average person out there does not know this. This is classified, okay? And what's happening is, if we have a pole shift, and I've already been shown this in visions over 12 years, we're going to see North America move southward 1,200 miles at the rate of a senior citizen, 1.8 miles an hour, for 2 months, and it'll stop, and the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, and not northern South America. So most of the southern United States will be tropical or subtropical. Most of Russia and China will be inside the deep Arctic Circle, and much of the other areas of the world would be completely changed in terms of the geography. Antarctica, in fact, a map of Antarctica by Almirante Vespasi, the Portuguese mapmaker, got it from the original Alexandrian library that was transferred to the Vatican. It was actually transferred in the ancient library of Atlantis to Alexandria. People don't know this. They don't realize they had maps in North America, which he gave to Christopher Columbus through the Queen of Spain. That's why Christopher wasn't surprised when he got there. He knew exactly what was there. This is not new. This is hidden because this hidden knowledge is in the Vatican Library. The greatest library on earth is the Vatican Library, collecting all the ancient libraries going back to Alexandria and Mu. People don't know this, do they?
No.
They're totally ignorant. That's why they had such power over everybody else. All the secret orders in the world are through the Druidic Council 13, and one of the top seats in the Druidic Council is the Dark Jesuits. They call them the Society of Jesus. They should call them the Society of Zeus. Like the ancient Zeus, you know, God Zeus. Because they're so pagan, there's no even remote semblance to Christianity or Judaism. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes.
So this current pope is not even a Christian. Sorry. There's lots of Christians that are kind of getting pretty aggravated. Even, you know, reasonable people that are bishops and archbishops and cardinals. Because they know enough of the Bible that they know that the parts they've read, they realize that they're living inside an apostasy. Most of the Christian churches are apostolic. You know why? They will not accept an apostolic or prophetic word. I have not been able to speak, even though I've been on the air now and have millions of people over the years, 14 and a half years, have listened to me and previously on Clear Channel. One church, Living Waters Fellowship in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2000, February. And that's it. And the reason is, they don't want someone that doesn't come under their authority to tell them a apostolic truth. For example, just like we did in the last hour with Ken Klein, they don't understand. This is why people like Donald Trump, who's probably, like his father, a Scottish Rite Mason, and he believes that he is, his Masonic name, and I have this both supernaturally and confirmed, his Masonic name is Apollyon Rising. He, with the Space Force, wants to recolonize Mars, which is the ancient population center for humans, tens of thousands, if not up to 500,000 years ago. Do you know that human beings haven't changed much in probably a couple million years?
Absolutely.
Do you know that our primary place we existed was Mars? We're actually the colony on Earth. Did you know there was an ancient galactic war and Mars was destroyed and we have monuments going back on Mars 500,000 years? Did you know that?
Yes.
When they say they're going to get back to Mars and they're going to make movies over it, it's Hollywood lying to the public to tell them, we're back and forth to the moon so much. Do you know that we have, for 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon, we actually had an entire operational, if you want to call it, village on the moon doing helium-3 mining? Mining helium-3 for tokamak fusion reactors? That's how long ago. This is before we even had the Eagle land on the moon. We actually had them up there. And when they landed there, they did a Masonic ceremony. Do you know, remember that? With the goatskin cloths and the Masonic symbols? On the moon surface. And then they had the lying people, like, who was the guy that made the movie about the Eyes Wide Shut? He made a movie in a set to make sure the people would say, well, we never went to the moon, Eagle. What do you think you are? I say, you know you're an idiot, and there's no cure for it called the Darwin Effect, which means you're going to die stupid unless you ask enough questions. So go ahead, and because I think that Trump is deceived by the Masonic order he's in and his father was in. I think he's deceived because he's not a Christian yet reading the Bible. He's deceived by the fact that he has people around that are globalists, that are basically high-level Satanists. He's deceived by the fact he thinks he can negotiate anything, which he was good when he was building a building, but not when you're dealing with Masonically energized devils like Vladimir Putin. I call him Rasputin. Xi, this monster that kills the third baby if a mother's pregnant and is enslaving and persecuting and mind-controlling people in their own country to the tune of 13 million that are now socially under citizens that can't even get health care or drugs and they're dying. And then people think that Trump thinks he can negotiate with these nutballs. He needs to act. And we're game out a counteraction to their reaction. He should stop negotiating, shouldn't he?
Yes. Unfortunately, President Trump is under the impression that the Russian government is basically a wonderful institution, and I think he's been
It's gross. I mean, all the oligarchs make all the money, and the Russian citizens, it's the most subservient society on the planet outside China, which is disgusting. And the Chinese have a lot of techs that go elsewhere to Europe and Canada and America, go back in there and living hell in there. And these are smart people. I have, some people I know right here in Vista, they have relatives in China. And they're not at all happy. They're trying to get the heck out of there. And when they go back, they want to be there near their relatives because the Chinese New Year, you're supposed to go visit your relatives' graves and, all this stuff because they have a lot of, different culture. But the Chinese are basically shackled to death now with social rating. And it's our tech companies working with the Chinese government, WhatsApp, which is part of Google. And this Google company, we need to march in there and arrest all these maniacs. I got knocked off Twitter 2.5 months ago. I can't even figure out why they knocked me off or banned me. I tried to post up a show last week with my Pippa, and because I put the word Nephilim in the word heading, it was suspended. I couldn't put that up. They don't want to hear the truth. That's why I'm going to bring on experts on Gen 6 with Steve Quayle and this coming Thursday, L.A. Marzulli. Because you have to understand, Dougal doesn't know some of it. I know everything. And I only tell the public, even you out there, about 10% of what I know, because you could not, and this is the truth, handle everything I know. You couldn't. God has built me up over multiple resurrections and information and given me special skill sets and seeing and living through living hell to know what I know when I'm doing it, because I am called to speak to you out there as an apostle and a prophet and a tech expert who work with Missile Defense Command, Space Command, and Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97 for Operation Top Off and Dark Winter and the FBI, FEMA, and the CDC. I'm not a minor person. There's nobody more qualified than me on my side and then on the side of looking at the geography and the history of missile systems than John W. Spring. So we, as a tag team in the intellectual property to deal with missile defense and protection of America, there's no stronger tag team intellectually than Dr. Bill Deagle and my expert in geography and analysis, John W. Spring. This is not a minor thing. There is no comparison anywhere else, whether it's Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Coast to Coast Radio or any of the experts they have on. Like I'm going to try to get on the program, Dr. Stephen Cohen talking about a Russian expert. But when I heard some of his discussions, it almost sounds like he's a Russian apologist. The Russians are scared. October 5th, 2017, did a war game simulation with 40 million of their 144 million citizens, which is like a little more than a third, simulating and being told that they're going to be destroyed by nuclear attacks by America and Europe. Now, since the INF Treaty was broken by Russia multiple times, we eventually withdrew from it a few months ago, Russia is terrified because we put the Aegis anti-missile system in Romania and most of the Western European nations, including Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And Russia's major tick because we're in their back doorstep with NATO. A lot of people think that, Russia's out of line. And I heard these stupid comments on Fox being taking over Crimea. Crimea is 90% Russian. Kiev was the former capital 200 years ago of the Soviet of Russia. Kiev, which is in Ukraine. Most of the long-range missile systems called the Shavat or the Satan missile system were built in eastern Ukraine. They weren't built in Russia. They were built in eastern Ukraine. 96% of the citizens there speak Russian in eastern Ukraine, including the Donbass kids 5 years ago,
yes.
That they allowed this monster that took over with the help of our State Department, the Ukrainian government, and they were literally shelling civilian populations in the Donbass kids, and they were begging us in the media to not let them kill them before Christmas. And presidents like Trump thinks that he knows everything. He doesn't even know a fraction of my knowledge. And if the man doesn't listen to those who are giving technical, intellectual, and spirit knowledge of what's coming, he's going to stumble into even building the abomination of this desolation in Israel. And that's why when I prayed 2.5 years ago, I said, God, is Donald Trump the Antichrist? You're going to introduce him. And after 2.5 months of me bugging God, because he does, I bug him, he said to me audibly, not just in a dream or vision, "Stop asking, Bill, because now I will tell you." And I honestly think if Trump doesn't get our advice, he's going to set us up for the New World Order and the collapse of America and the Antichrist.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. So now here's the bumper. Ah, there we are. So, what, John, it's so vile that people needed to get certified letters and write to President Trump and get through the avalanche of his people around him. And by the way, Trump is also, in a sense, screwing up that there is a remote possibility that the economy falters. And if Hillary, Elizabeth Warren or Biden lies enough, they can convince enough of the ignorant population, because American population are pretty slow. They don't get it. After several years of lies about the Muellergate lies, they believe that Trump is a criminal, that he actually is an operative and probably is a weird sexual pervert in Russia, that he is actually just an operative of Vladimir Putin, which could be nothing further from the truth. But they believe this, and they believe he actually should be impeached. In fact, now that the light has come out that he's actually raised some issues about Biden's son, Hunter Biden, they think that's grounds for proof. I mean, they went from one thing with the Muellergate, I call it, and the Mueller dossier, which is a bunch of lies, to now they're in what I call the Hunter Biden dossier and the Ukraine dossier. And it doesn't matter what it is, the demon rats, and I use the same term as Judge Pirro, are a rabid. They're like a rabid animal without a cortex, wanting to bite Trump. And to be honest with you, this is a good example of why, if we do lose the election, and we lost the House, if we do lose the election to the Democrats, America's finished. I mean, it's not great under Trump. If we get through to him, we can actually fix things. But if it gets through the Democrats, we're done. It's like a turkey when it's, you know, like overdone. You pull another oven, you say, that's it. I pulled out the temperature thermometer thing. It's cooked. And America will be cooked and ready for full-fledged, unadulterated judgment. That's what's coming to us. So we need to pray for Trump. We need to get through to this knucklehead Trump. We need to make sure that we understand that the man is deceived by probably being a high-level Mason and a pre-Christian. He's deceived by the people around him. And he's not responding even to his letter, in which I did quite a significant analysis, to even to agree that the whistleblower for 1961 saved probably 90 million Americans from dying in a thermonuclear war and the end of America back in the 60s with Russia, that same whistleblower isn't given the respect to even notify, because you notified me about Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and I notified you about my visions that God showed me about Venezuela and Russian nukes, and you validated that, and I got further validation from my intel agency. So, Trump, you got to show some respect, or you're going to screw things up even if you get reelected. And if you don't get elected, things are going to be over really quick. Your comments, John.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Deagle, on everything you just said. But I just wish that someone out there actually would heed our advice.
I think if we get tens of thousands of people emailing, you know, you just Google, you know, contact the president or sending certified letters. Once he gets enough weighted letters, they have a formula in politics. For every letter by a citizen with a specific topic or highlight, like I put in my comment 2 days ago when I write back and give some money to the Republicans, you know, Howard got a job. He says, good, but they say you shouldn't be pushing 5G network, genetically modified food or water fracking. And, of course, his idea of having a dialogue to having a peace accord with Islam is stupid. You can never have an accord with Islam because unless they win, they will lie to you. It's part of their taqiyya and maruna. People don't understand. It's part of the religious requirements of Islam is to lie to the kafirs. And people don't get this, do they?
Well, what I'm really concerned about, Dr. Deagle, is that very few Americans follow through.
Right.
It's just like being on a boat.
Somebody else's job. Like, you know, it's not my job. I'm retired. I'm too busy. I'm working.
Yeah.
I only listen to your radio show. I just want to buy a few supplements, Doc. I don't want to write a letter or go online and spend 10 minutes contacting the president and say you need to listen to John W. Spring.
Well,
you know, or contribute $10 to get your airline ticket. I mean, do people had really realize? Do they realize if we don't do this, there may not be an America? A century or two centuries from now, if we don't intervene, the population of Earth, or if there is one, will believe it's a legend that there ever was a nation called America. They'll think you're kidding. There was no such thing as a nation called America because it'll be so destroyed, people will think it was a legend. Remember there's that movie about, or that poem that talks about some ancient king that had a big statue in the desert and it was all broken and you could see the head of it. I'm trying to remember the name of the author of the poem. And maybe I'll dig it up before the next show, but people don't understand that's how bad things could be destroyed that you may not even believe America existed after the destruction is so thorough, a century or two centuries from now, right?
Yes, but let me give a simple analogy. Let's say you get on a fishing boat to go out for a day of fun and fishing.
Right.
And you'll hear a lot of people say, I took a life-saving course. If anything happened, I'd be able to save a life. And later on in the afternoon, one of the crew or one of the passengers falls overboard.
Right.
You know, in all probability, of all the boasters and all the people that said that they could save a life or do something, will not follow through.
Right.
Basically, most human beings will never follow through when they are needed the most. And
do you know the reason why? They believe what I call the same as two young people living in, say, Bangladesh, and there's a 2,300-pound tiger outside, and they can smell the tiger, because tigers have a long, strong smell. You can smell 500 yards away. And it's like in the early evening, so it's kind of getting dusky, and you can hear, you know, the growl of the tiger. So they decide to roll himself up in a mat and go to the corner and pull a drape across the corner of their grass hut so that the tiger won't see them. But guess what? On the menu for evening dinner, tigers like teenagers rolled up in mats as their hors d'oeuvre. And that's what Americans do. They have this belief system that if I believe a lie, the lie will save me. They have a worldview that's not true, not supported by facts, logic, decency, or even the Bible, and they therefore proceed with that lie. And again, I see this with the churches that are not led by prophets or apostles. The reason why the church grew in the first church is because it was led initially by prophets and apostles. They could speak to God, and God would speak to them and tell them how to behave in God's way on earth. If you don't do what God's intentions are, the definition of everything you do, according to Genesis 3, when Eve tried to convince Adam, is evil. And 98% of evil looks, tastes, and smells good. For example, most of the stuff that Trump is talking about, hey, I'm going to move the headquarters to Jerusalem, I'm going to help them build a temple, I'm going to get a peace accord between Islam and the Palestinians. Look, Jared Kushner, he already put out a financial peace accord with the Palestinians, and the Palestinians are so vile, they don't even want to talk to him. They're not going to even talk to Jared Kushner. Eventually, if Islam makes an agreement, it'll be a vile one. It won't last long. And that's why I worry about the idea of the abomination of desolation. It's going to happen. And I see under Trump, if he doesn't listen to us, he's going to try to slip a peace accord between, with the Vatican's help, by the way, between Islam, Christianity, Catholicism, who wants to fuse all these religions together. He's going to not build missile defense and thinking Russia won't hit us, of course, because we now have a deal. And he thinks that China's going to make a deal, not going to try to steal AI and more technology. And that's a lie. And with all the, I call the liocracy of things that Donald Trump is going to allow us to believe, we think we're safe, our economy is safe, and our nations are safe, even if he has a treaty with Israel, which, by the way, if Israel gets attacked by Hezbollah or Iran, they're going to respond. I can tell you, knowing Jews and knowing Israel and their missile defense system, they're going to blast the hell out of Iran, and Russia's going to respond. And God help Russia if they attack Israel, because Israel will annihilate them on their own. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
So the problem is that we're going to get dragged. You know, it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, I shall drag them like, you know, with hooks into their jaws. If you actually read Ezekiel 38 and 39, we're not going to be kind of pulled into a war because we're aggressive. We're going to be pulled in because we're stupid. That's what I see coming. What do you think?
Well, yes. But at the same time, we can be annihilated before we even contemplate getting into a war. That's how.
Oh, yeah, you can have just a cyber attack. The Russians have some of the best cyber attacking techs in the world. They have a 250,000 in Tianjin, China, in eastern China, of just cyber attacking. They call it the Tianjin Blue Army, that are cyber attackers. You know, they have 250,000 Chinese tech geniuses trying to attack everybody to get intel information on every country on earth.
Yes.
250,000.
Yes.
And these people are not dummies. Now, they don't have all the stuff we have. I mean, we have, we're eons ahead. We have what's called Project Omega. And even when they are searching and searching, we're actually watching their searches, so we know exactly what they're into. We control the cybernet. These idiots don't understand that. They don't understand when they're dealing with the beast. That's the beast is us. We are the nation that's going to force the mark of the beast on the whole world. It's not coming from Russia or China. It's coming from America. And there's nobody on earth that says that except Eagle. Everybody wants to say, oh, America's so good. Yeah, America's done more good works than any other nation on earth, but they also have done more evil along with the British. We and the British have done evil things, like we had the Highlander Division and the British and the American troops from Georgia actually holding St. Petersburg and Moscow to let the arms come from Virginia to go directly to the Bolsheviks to take over Russia. We did the same thing with China. We actually fostered them, just like we set up Iran. Iran was set up by us. Those mullahs wouldn't be in power unless we actually brought the Ayatollah back from Paris. People say, oh no, we couldn't have done that. Even Wahhabism, where they're trying to spread Islam all over the world, was invented by the British Masons and exported to Saudi Arabia. That's why the younger son, this new Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia, is trying to say we need to get back to before 1970s when he was a kid, where we didn't have all this foolishness, because remember, they really started to ramp it up after his recent king, his father, decided to really start pushing Wahhabism around the world, which is violent Islam. People don't get this, do they?
No.
They don't connect the dots at all. And we do that here. And I do it. I have the mental and spiritual capacity to connect the dots. And I get geniuses like yourself and other experts I bring on my show, like Ken Klein, and other experts like L.A. Marzulli and Richard Arnold, and Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist from New Zealand, who traveled the world, including Israel. People don't realize the end is not far away. It's like when you're a kid and you're traveling with your parents. We always say, are we there yet, Mom and Dad? Are we there yet? And you know what Mom and Dad say? Guess what? We're there. We're there. We're there now. We're actually a year away and a couple months to the election of Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump listens, we'll save America and the world. And billions of people won't just be destroyed physically, but be separated from God with judgment for eternity. That's what's up here now. Satan is trying to abort the human race, and we are trying to stop the abortionists, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And people don't get it. They don't realize all these things are connected. The fact that Donald Trump is a high-level Mason, the fact that Trump is pushing a Vatican agenda of the Jesuits, the fact that Trump thinks he can negotiate with Islam. Yesterday we have our representatives in the United Nations, and he's talking about trying to have religious freedom for Muslims as well as Christians. How nuts is that? Islam will never make an agreement with the West. It'll never make an agreement with the Kafirs. People don't read the Quran or the Hadith. We have our experts on to talk about this, political Islam. Dr. Bill Warner. You know, you need to read. You know, people out there don't say, well, I think I know better than you, Deagle. It's extremely unlikely you do. And if you're brave enough and dense enough to do an ad hominem attack or make a statement that's not supported by logic, please call the show. Or if you're not brave enough, send it by email, and I'll read it. I won't even read your full name. I don't want to embarrass you. Just give me your first name. 818-818-6401. Come into my cage match. So the reality is, God sent us, you and I, to turn back judgment on America and to save the world and people that may be separated from God for eternity. And if Trump doesn't listen, he's going to march us into the New World Order, the abomination of desolation, and a vile agreement with Islam, Russia, and China that will guarantee our annihilation. That's where we're going, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, in other words, if we don't get John W. Spring sitting in the Oval Office, and we'll pay the ticket price, God help us all. Believe me, it will be God help us all. Thank you, John W. Spring. Amazing show today. I hope everybody got it. If you didn't, replay it, email me, and I'll clarify it. Be brave enough to call live to the show or just send me your question. I'll read it on air. If you don't want to be on air, no problem.